Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast. And as you know, every single time we broadcast, we welcome you also to our parish, to be part of our parish. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. We're actually not that far from the Allston Public Library. So if you are familiar with Allston at all, we're not on the same street. We're down on Holton Street. But if you use your little GPS and you say, well, I know where the library is, then you'll know that we're not too far from there. So we welcome you here, to our parish if you'd like to be part of it. We're at 43 Holton Street, and we have Mass every single weekend at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We also have Mass in Brazilian Portuguese at 8 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. We also have started Mass at 7 o'clock a.m. weekdays, actually Monday through Thursday. We don't do it on Fridays, Monday through Thursday, and we'd like to welcome you to be part of that Mass as well. But in any case, you're welcome to be part of our parish if you're looking for a parish to be part of. You're turning around saying it's Lent, I should be going to church, and then after Lent, you could say, it's not Lent, I should be going to church. And anyway, whatever the case may be, we're located at 43 Holton Street, and we ask you to consider coming to our parish. Well, you know, it's Friday, and most Fridays, it's not going to happen next week, but most Fridays, Father Adriano Zandona is speaking to us and talking to us. And he's going to be talking to us today about inner healing. So, and as you know, Father Adriano comes from Canção Nova, which means new song. And it's a Catholic community in Brazil, Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, that offers the ministry of working through the media and also live. You know, they do retreats on the property there to lead people to come to know the faith and to lead people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Catholic faith, that they may come to be servants of Christ in the world. And they've done retreats down there for as many as 100,000 people, all at once, all in the same place. I've been down there many times because I'm a member of the community as well. So Father Adriano Zandona is going to talk to us about inner healing, and he's going to give us that whole perspective of what it involves. If you want to know about Canção Nova, they're located at CANCAONOVA.com. It's in Portuguese, but you can always get it translated.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? God bless you all. I'm so excited today because our topic is going to be an amazing one. So important for our understanding of our life, about God's purpose for every one of us. I'm Father Adriano Zandona from Canção Nova Community. And today's topic is inner healing. Well, it's gonna be an amazing but complex one, and because of that, I'm gonna split it up in three parts. Today I'm gonna introduce the subject, and I'm gonna divide in three parts. Let me tell you about this couple I know. They were newlyweds, and they had been married for just 1 year. The wife didn't trust her husband. She would call him 14 times in one morning. Could you believe that? Actually, she couldn't give him any freedom. On the other hand, the husband was a very competitive man who argued a lot. They started to fight with all the time, and they really started to hurt each other, and eventually they couldn't take it anymore. These two young people loved each other, but they hurt each other, and they didn't know why. Do you wanna know why? When this young bride was a child, her father fell in love with her neighbor and abandoned her and her mother. The thing is, she had been really attached to her father, as all little girls are, and she felt rejected by her father, and she wasn't able to understand what was going on. From the point of view of a child, she thought that her father left because she wasn't good enough. That experience scarred her emotionally and made her insecure. she had abandonment issues, and she always felt that everyone was going to abandon her, just like her father had. And she was always afraid of losing everyone in her life. But it was unconscious. To make matters worse, her husband also had his emotional baggage and his inner wounds. When he was young, he had attention deficit disorder, ADD, but it was never diagnosed. He was always being compared to his brothers and cousins, and he always felt that he was inferior to others. This made him really extremely competitive. He always felt like he had to prove himself to everyone, and he was always seeking acceptance from everyone. Because of that, he was always fighting against her, trying to prove his capacity, trying to prove that he was good enough. Well, when this couple came to me, I was able to help them to find the root of the pain that they were feeling in their lives. Why did she have to know where he was every second? Why did he always have to hear that he was good enough? We could see that the problem wasn't a problem in their love for each other. They truly loved each other. Their problems were inner emotional problems. Well, I could realize that their story would be totally different if they had worked on their own stories and wounds by seeking healing through the work of the Holy Spirit. We don't realize how important inner healing is in our lives. Understanding this and thinking about it can be a turning point in our lives. We must heal ourselves. So listen up. Each one of us has a personal story, and sometimes we suffer and we get hurt, and many times we end up carrying these wounds inside us. Every one of us is touched by the experiences we live in our stories, and we need to be brave to face our own truth and to realize the wounds inside that still need to be healed. It's inevitable. Every experience that happens in life will affect us in some way. It affects our behavior, the way we see ourselves and other people. We often won't be able to love and live well because of the pain and frustration that remain inside us that we haven't been dealing with. Our emotions and feelings are like lenses through which we see everything. So, it means if your emotional lenses were damaged, your mindset and your way of understanding yourself and the people around you and everything else would be damaged too. If you were wearing a pair of broken glasses, everything in the world would appear to be broken too. If there are deep wounds in your emotional world, it will negatively affect everything you feel, wish, and see. Because of that, a lot of people can't see life as it truly is a truly mature person with a healthy view of the world. Most of the time, we will project our inner world onto the world outside of us. That is, we are often going to see every person through the lenses of our emotions. And when we are not able to fix things inside ourselves, we will tend to reproduce that same standard outside of us. And we will tend to make bad choices. And sometimes we won't treat people the way we know we were supposed to treat them. So imagine, for example, if you carry the burden of an abusive relationship in your past and judge your current relationship through the same lenses, you may not be able to love when you need to or offer support when you need to because you are afraid. Well, I'm gonna pray for you, but my purpose here is make you aware of your own process about the wounds that remain inside you. You must heal your story, the wounds, the negative experiences that scarred you in your journey in this world. And God can, through the work of the Holy Spirit, heal you deeply healing your pain, your frustrations, your traumas, breaking the chains of emotional neediness, sadness. He's powerful and He loves you. Our amazing God, I want to thank You right now because You has loved us and You has created us out of love. You are with us. We are not alone. We are not forsaken by You. Please, Lord, send upon us Your Holy Spirit. Please heal right now deeply our wounds. Maybe we have a lack of love within us. Maybe we didn't feel acceptance from our relatives, from our parents in our childhood. Heal us, Lord, with Your touching love. Heal our memories. Heal the traumas that remain inside us that we haven't been dealing with. Come, Holy Spirit. Break the chains of addiction, of sadness, of emotional neediness. Please come, Holy Spirit. We need You. Set us free from every evil. May Almighty God bless you all, your family, your mind, your own process, inner healing process. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, thank you, Adriano, for being part of our broadcast again this week. We do it every Friday, although I understand he's not going to be here next week, but pretty much every Friday he's volunteered to be part of our broadcast, and we really appreciate him being here. He's part of the Canção Nova, that means new song in Portuguese, community. It's a Catholic community based in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, which, by the way, is located almost exactly halfway between the city of São Paulo and the city of Rio de Janeiro. And he comes and he is part of this community whose charism is preaching the word of God, leading people to know their faith through the media. It's one of the largest Catholic media organizations in the world, although most people up here don't know it because it's in Portuguese, not in English. But anyway, Father Adriano comes to us every week, and you're welcome to listen to us every single day at 3 o'clock p.m. on WROL 950 a.m. and 100.3 FM, and also at WROLradio.com. Have a blessed weekend.